DeepEnglish.com.
How to Live to be 100, Active Speaking, Part B. The first characteristic is natural movement, and you couldn't find a better example of this than in Mr. Tonino Tola. Is the first characteristic exercise? Well, not exactly. The first characteristic is natural movement. Is Tonino Tola a good example of natural movement? Yes, Tonino Tola is an excellent example of this. Although only 75 years of age, Tonino lives in a village in the Nuoro province on the island of Sardinia, Italy. How old is Tonino? He is only 75 years of age. Does Tonino live in Spain? No, he doesn't. He lives in the Nuoro province on the island of Sardinia, Italy. One of Büttner's blue zones, Sardinia has the highest concentration of male centenarians in the world. Is Sardinia one of Büttner's blue zones? Yes, Sardinia is one of the blue zones. What does Sardinia have the highest concentration of in the world? Sardinia has the highest concentration of male centenarians in the world. And like many of his uncles before him, Tonino is well on his way to reaching 100. It's only 11 o'clock in the morning, and Tonino has already milked 4 cows, split a half a cord of wood, slaughtered a calf, and walked 4 miles of hilly terrain with his 200 sheep. Is Tonino well on his way to reaching 100? Yes, he's well on his way to becoming a centenarian. How many cows has Tonino already milked this morning? He's already milked 4 cows. Has he split a half cord of wood? Yes, he's already split a half cord of wood. He's also slaughtered a calf, hasn't he? Yes, he has. He killed a calf. And how far has Tonino walked with his sheep? He's walked 4 miles of hilly terrain with his sheep. Have you ever walked with sheep? After lunch with his extended family, he'll head out into the yard to repair a heavy stone wall, and then lead his sheep on another long trek through the mountainous pastures until the sun begins to set. Who is Tonino having lunch with? He's having lunch with his extended family. And what will Tonino repair in the yard after lunch? He'll repair a stone wall. After he repairs the stone wall, then what will he do? He'll lead his sheep on another long trek through the mountainous pastures until the sun begins to set. Tonino, like all people in blue zones, doesn't exercise. That is, he doesn't exercise as a specific activity, like going to the gym or taking a jog. His daily routines are a form of natural exercise. Does Tonino exercise? Well, not exactly. That is, he doesn't exercise as a specific activity. Are his daily routines a form of natural exercise? Yes, exactly. His daily routines are a form of natural exercise. How about your daily routines? Are they a form of natural exercise? It's the same with Ellsworth. He mows his own lawn, prunes his own bushes, and chooses to build the privacy fence around his house rather than pay someone to do it for him. Who mows Ellsworth Wareham's lawn? Ellsworth does. He mows his own lawn. Does he prune his neighbor's bushes? I don't know, but he does prune his own bushes. Would Ellsworth prefer to pay someone to build a privacy fence around his house? No, he would prefer to build the fence himself. And Ushi Okushima, like other Okinawans, always sits on the floor, which requires her to lift her body up off the ground 30 to 40 times per day. How many times per day does Ushi lift her body up off the ground? She lifts her body up off the ground 30 to 40 times per day. How many times do you lift your body up off the ground each day? Constant daily movement is crucial to longevity and is the first characteristic of all Blue Zone residents, regardless of culture. What is the first characteristic of Blue Zone residents? Constant daily movement is the first characteristic. Is this a natural or planned movement? It's a natural movement. Tonino washes the dried calf blood from his fingernails and sits down to a simple lunch of homegrown zucchini, eggplant, tomatoes, and fava beans. Does Tonino wash his own blood from his fingernails? No, definitely not. He washes dried calf blood from his fingernails. Why does he have calf blood on his hands? He has calf blood on his hands because he slaughtered a calf earlier in the day. Does Tonino eat the calf for lunch? No, he doesn't. He eats zucchini, eggplant, tomatoes, and fava beans. Do you ever eat fava beans? All of these vegetables reduce his risk of heart disease and colon cancer. Do these homegrown vegetables increase Tonino's risk of heart disease and colon cancer? No, they don't. They decrease his risk. His grandchildren drink fresh, raw milk from his grass-fed sheep, while the adults nibble on homemade pecorino cheese made from the milk of the same herd. These give them healthy proteins and omega-3 fatty acids. Do Tonino's grandchildren drink fresh, raw cow's milk? No, they drink fresh, raw sheep's milk. Do the adults nibble on grass-fed sheep? No, of course not. They nibble on homemade pecorino cheese. What do the milk and cheese give Tonino and his family? They give them healthy proteins and omega-3 fatty acids. In the evening, he'll relax with a glass of red wine made from his small vineyard of Cananao grapes. These grapes have 3 times the amount of cancer-fighting polyphenols than those used to make average red wines. What will Tonino relax with in the evening? He'll relax with a glass of red wine. Is the wine made from the Sauvignon grapes? No. The wine is made from Cananao grapes. What is special about wine made from Cananao grapes? It has 3 times the amount of cancer-fighting polyphenols than those used to make average red wines. Do you like to drink red wine?